"Reading?" he repeated.
"It'll be a kindness," said Om.
"To the lion, yes. You want to use him as bait?"
"He's not going to survive the desert. Anyway, he's done much worse to thousands of people. He'll be dying for a good cause."
"A good cause? I like it!" There was a growl from somewhere in the stones. It wasn't loud, but it was a sound with sinews in it. Brother backed away. "We don't just throw people to the lions."
"He does."
"Yes, I don't."
"All right, we'll get on top of a slab, and when the lion starts on him, you can brain it with a rock. He'll probably get away with an arm or a leg. You'll never miss it."
"No, you can't do that to people just because they're helpless."
"You know, I can't think of a better time."
There was another growl from the rock pile. It sounded closer. Brother looked down desperately at the scattered bones. Among them, half hidden by debris, was a sword. It was old and not well made, and scoured by sand. He picked it up gingerly by the blade.
"Other end," said Om.
"I know."
"Can you use one?"
"I don't know."
"I really hope you're a fast learner."
The lion emerged slowly. Desert lions, it has been said, are not like the lions of the veldt. They had been when the great desert had been verdant woodland, i.e. before the inhabitants had let goats graze everywhere. Nothing makes a desert like a goat. Then there had been time to lie around for most of the day, looking majestic in between regular meals of goat, but not enough. But the woodland had become scrubland, the scrubland had become, well, poorer scrubland, and the goats and the people and eventually even the cities went away. The lions stayed. There's always something to eat if you're hungry enough. People still had to cross the desert. There were lizards, there were snakes. It wasn't much of an ecological niche, but the lions were hanging on to it like grim death, which was what happened to most people who met a desert lion. Someone had already met this one. Its mane was matted, ancient scars crisscrossed its pelt, it dragged itself towards Brother, back legs trailing uselessly.
"It's hurt," said Brother. "Oh, good, and there's plenty of eating on one of those," said Om. "A bit stringy, but—"
The lion collapsed, its toast-rack chest heaving. A spear was protruding from its flank. Flies, which can always find something to eat in any desert, flew up in a swarm. Brother put down the sword. Om stuck his head in his shell.
"Oh, no," he murmured. 20 million people in this world, and the only one who believes in me is a suicide."
"We can't just leave it," said Brother.
"We can, we can. It's a lion. You leave lions alone."
Brother knelt down. The lion opened one crusted yellow eye, too weak even to bite him.
"You're going to die! You're going to die! I'm not going to find anyone to believe in me out here!"
Brother's knowledge of animal anatomy was rudimentary. Although some of the Inquisitors had an enviable knowledge of the insides of the human body that is denied to all those who are not allowed to open it while it's still working, medicine, as such, was frowned upon in Omnia. But somewhere in every village was someone who officially didn't set bones and who didn't know a few things about certain plants and who stayed out of reach of the Quisition because of the fragile gratitude of their patients. And every peasant picked up a smattering of knowledge. Acute toothache can burn through all but the strongest in faith. Brother grasped the spear haft. The lion growled as he moved it.
"Can't you speak to it?" said Brother.
"It's an animal."
"So are you. You could try and calm it down, because if it gets excited..."
Om snapped into concentration. In fact, the lion's mind contained nothing but pain, a spreading nebula of the stuff, overcoming even the normal background hunger. Om tried to encircle the pain, make it flow away, and not to think about what would happen if it went. By the feel of the things, the lion had not eaten for days. The lion grunted as Brother withdrew the spearhead.
"Omnian," he said. "It hasn't been there long. It must have met the soldiers when they were on their way to Ephib. They must have passed close by."
He tore another strip from his robe and tried to clean the wound.
"We want to eat it, not cure it," shouted Om. "What you thinking of? You think it's going to be grateful?"
It was.